I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock. Welcome to Tuesday, the fourth day of August. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 73 degrees.
We start with a crash on Mountain View Corridor in West Jordan. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Coronavirus and classrooms. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
More rallies will be held today as students, teachers, and parents get ready for the start of an uncertain school year.
Everybody at some level is affected by this decision.
Coronavirus and classrooms. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, parents and students are going to be rallying, gathering before tonight's school board meeting in Davis County. They want school to be back to class 5 days a week instead of every other day. Mom and nurse Kelly Pitcher wants to see more transparency from the school district.
We've followed the rules all along. We've done what you've asked. Please come together with us now. Please listen to us and hear our concerns, or eventually we stop trusting.
They say school can be done safely. They're upset about the switch to every other day. They'll gather with signs and masks before the meeting. Our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Adam Thomas, who has more on a protest in the Granite School District.
The president of the Granite Education Association says he's heard from many educators on the issue of schools reopening safely, and many are not satisfied with the district's plan. He sent a letter to the Board of Education and the superintendent last month, and they're asking the board to adopt a modified schedule that would have half the students in the building at one time to allow for more social distancing. The rally will begin at 4:30, just before the school board meets at 5 at 2500 South State Street. Adam Thomas, KSL News Radio.
The debate continues in Cottonwood Heights after police broke up a protest on Sunday afternoon, leading to 8 arrests. Some, like Jessica Eichbauer, say police went too far.
They slammed me down to the ground. 2 officers sat on top of my stomach, and they pepper sprayed me.
She was arrested on suspicion of obstruction of justice. Protesters were joined by armed members of another group who showed up yesterday in support of police.
A hurricane landed in the U.S. last night. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, Isaias made landfall at the North and South Carolina state line last night as a Category 1 hurricane. It's now downgraded to a tropical storm. But the National Hurricane Center warns,
don't be surprised just because the center has made landfall that it's going to weaken very much.
Wind and heavy rains continue the next couple of days as the storm reaches major urban areas of the Northeast. Still no deal on a new stimulus bill in Congress.
We will keep at it and at it and at it, because the nation demands a solution.
Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer says both sides agree on another round of $1,200 stimulus checks, but are deadlocked on other issues. Both sides also agree that an agreement must be found. New cases of coronavirus are trending downward nationwide by 9%, and infection rates also begin to taper off. However, deaths, which lagged new cases by a couple weeks, had a 24% increase from a week ago. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And major cities face major spikes in homicides this summer. Chicago seeing the deadliest July in nearly 30 years, more than 100 people killed.
Can't hang out in front of your house, can't do nothing. It's just sad.
40 children have died by gun violence in Chicago so far this year. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Another day of sunshine and very warm temperatures across the Beehive State.
After a number of triple-digit days, we're going to be awfully close again today, but we'll shave off about 4 or 5 degrees for this afternoon. So I'm not even going to say cool down because we're still up into the upper 90s and sunshine, still slightly above the average, but maybe not quite to the level we've been at the last couple of days.
Grant says we can expect a high of about 96 along the Wasatch Front today with a high of 107 in St. George. By Friday, maybe, we cool into the lower 90s.
So with several triple-digit days already this summer, how is Utah's water supply?
Although you're probably running the tap or watering the lawn more because of this heat wave, Utah's reservoirs are still looking pretty healthy, with even ones around the Weber River area at 80%. Problem is, we didn't get a lot of rain this spring.
The spring was so dry and we warmed up so quickly in the spring that the efficiency of the runoff wasn't as good as it normally is. So even though we were near normal with snow, we saw the runoff more like 70 to 80% of normal.
Glenn Merrill with the National Weather Service says that means groundwater resources are probably being stretched more than they should. Merrill's hoping for more storms and snow in the next few months, but encourages everyone to conserve water in case that doesn't happen. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, a first-hand look at what social distancing will look like in Utah schools.
And KSL traffic.
Well, our drive starts off with a crash down in West Jordan, Mountain View Corridor, and Old Bingham Highway. So far, though, looks like the rest of the commute in decent shape. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:05.
KSL keeps you informed and keeps you company. We're all news all morning. Then alongside is David Dujanovic, Lloyd Matheson, and Lee Lonsberry.
We're Utah's all-day companion for news.
Did you know you can spray Lanex on just about anything that needs protection?
More than just like bed liners?
You got it. How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench? A trailer? Van liner? Work truck? Motorcycle?
I never thought of that. You can spray something like this?
Virtually anything you can think of.
I just thought you were the best bedliner around. I had no idea.
Think outside the bedliner and Linex it.
Get Linex Spray and Bedliner at Jordan Camper, 7000 South State in Midvale. Jordan Camper has aluminum or steel shelving, hundreds of variations of commercial shelving for vans and trucks to fit your work needs that will help you get the job done quicker and easier. Jordan Camper is Utah's longest operated truck top and accessory shop, featuring ARE truck caps, shells, and tonneau covers for mini, mid-size, and full-size pickup trucks. Jordan Camper at 7000 South State features multiple installation bays with trained technicians ready to install. JordanCamper.com.
Thanks for joining us this morning. We continue to get more personal stories now after that protest turned rough over the weekend. We'll continue to give you the details throughout the morning. Our Mary Richards is keeping an eye on that for us this morning.
We're getting a look at some of the new social distancing guidelines that will be in place in Utah schools this fall.
Members of the Utah High School Marching Band demonstrated the rules for KSL-TV's Demi Wimmer, who has more in part one of an in-depth report.
We've literally taken every rule and protocol that we have at our school and rewritten it in order to, keep students and our staff members safer.
Single file flow in the hallways takes some explanation. But you can't take the social out of social distancing. During the school year, you'll see signs and arrows on the doors and floors. And here at Alta, full-time hall monitors
encourage students to keep moving along and not congregate in the hallway.
Here in this lab, desks are spaced 3 feet apart. Kids will face forward with assigned seating,
so that we can easily contact trace if there's an event where we do have a positive case in our school.
COVID isn't the only limiting factor. Construction here and at other schools will squeeze students into smaller spaces than normal. So some classes and hallways will move outdoors.
Some of our teachers plan to utilize things like our courtyard and our stadium when they can.
The courtyard may also be the cafeteria seating for many students to have distanced lunch.
And coming up at 5:15, more from Deanie and how social distancing rules will be explained and enforced in elementary schools.
You know, my grandkids were over at the house yesterday, and my grandson, Mason, who you've met, going into eighth grade this year, and I had thought throughout this pandemic he was sort of taking things in stride. But I was watching some of the news coverage yesterday, and they were talking about a vaccine, and he said, "Are they getting positive results on the vaccine?" He said, "That day," and he raised his hands in the air, "will be the best day of my life."
Really?
Yeah.
So it is affecting him.
Carrying more stress than I think he lets anybody know around him.
I bet that's true for a lot of kids.
Yeah. and headed back to school in a couple of weeks there in the Jordan District. It is 5:09, right on the button. Let's see what's happening on the roads out there to get your morning started. Brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. They're clearing some flashing lights out on Mountain View this morning, Andy.
Yeah, somebody crashed at Mountain View and Old Bingham Highway in West Jordan. That's a little bit south of 90th South. And so far, though, the impact on traffic has been minimal. There's not that much trying to travel on Mountain View early this morning. We've had good speeds on I-15 through Salt Lake County. They delayed the overnight closure of 21st South. That's going to start tonight instead of yesterday. So everything's open both directions. SR-201 out by 5600 West. Just seeing a bit of heavy southbound traffic, I-15, going between Riverdale and Roy. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And do we cool off at all today? Let's find out with you, Grant.
It's still going to be another hot day along the Wasatch Front, maybe not up to triple-digit heat, so we'll shave off at least a few degrees, but not a whole lot of relief. Sunshine up to 97 degrees. Tomorrow, 99 and partly cloudy. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We'll see where we're starting the morning out there. I think it's a little bit cooler than it was yesterday. 74 this hour.
Boy, teachers and administrators are going to have their work cut out for them on so many levels. And one of them will be enforcing, laying out first, and then enforcing social distancing rules on top of everything else when the kids go back to school. It'll be a different challenge for elementary students than it will be for high school students. We'll find out a little bit more from Deanie Wimmer about what that looks like coming up in a moment on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks again for starting your morning and waking up early with us on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
There are some strategies that could help you get more income from Social Security that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Did you catch that? There are some strategies that could help you get more income from Social Security that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Learn what these strategies are in a free Social Security analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you have not filed for your Social Security benefits and have saved more than $200,000, be one of the first 10 callers to schedule your free analysis now at 801-682-4448. Discover how you could get tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in additional Social Security income. 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
I'm excited to tell you guys about my incredible experience with CertaPro Painters. See, I was looking at changing the outside of my house. I hated the colors and I needed a change. So I called CertaPro to give me an estimate, but more importantly, I needed a consultation. And that's one of my favorite things about CertaPro. They will come out to your house, as they did mine. They drove around the neighborhood to get a feel for what colors would match, and it was a home run. So let me encourage you guys to have them come out to your house. Do that on-site estimate. But they're sensitive to coronavirus, and they can do remote estimates as well. Now, this isn't just for your home. They do commercial projects as well. Schedule that free estimate online today at CertaPro.com. And make sure you spell Certa with a C. Each CertaPro Painter's business is independently owned and operated. You're dealing with people right there in your community. CertaPro Painters, proven and trusted experts in painting.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day, and you can be part of this battle too.
Donate $25 or more and you'll receive 10 American Airlines Advantage miles for every dollar you give. Visit standuptocancer.org/American Airlines to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer is a division of EIF.
Just a quick reminder that the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line is up and running this morning. As always, at 57500. If you see something along the way that maybe we've missed, just dial it up and pass it along to us. KSL News Time 5:13. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
parents and students are going to rally before tonight's school board meeting in Davis County. They want school to be back in class 5 days a week. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, the Jazz couldn't keep pace with the LA Lakers last night, falling behind for good in the third quarter. Final score 116-108. The Jazz play Memphis tomorrow afternoon.
Third, let's see how those roads are doing this morning, sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
Right now, Tim, main line of I-15 just a little bit slow going south from Riverdale as crews are picking up the last of the barrels from lane restrictions. That's up in Weber County. And we got a crash in the cleanup stages, Old Bingham Highway and Mountain View Corridor in West Jordan. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hot but not quite as hot sunshine up to 97. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 74 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Isaias making landfall as a Category 1 hurricane and now headed up the eastern seaboard as a tropical storm. ABC's Derek Dennis with more on what happened overnight.
Ocean Isle Beach, just over the South Carolina border, took on hurricane-force wind and rain from Isaias before it weakened back to a tropical storm.
Residents that have anywhere from 1 to 3 feet of water under their house.
Mayor Debbie Smith saying a lot of residents rode it out.
It was probably 50-50. A lot of people left. Some people stayed.
The storm blamed for a handful of house fires as power lines snapped and the lights went dark.
I've been able to see the steam coming up from that.
Neighbor Dale Hayes watched from his window as Isaias moved on. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
The storm impacting Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Philadelphia, and later today, New York City. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
This is the kind of thing that comes on fast and people need to be ready.
About 500,000 customers are currently without power in North Carolina and Virginia. On the West Coast, thousands of people east of Los Angeles have been forced from their homes by a wildfire that has been burning for 4 days now. Hot weather and low humidity fueling the flames. On the COVID front, though, some good news from that state.
Numbers are declining. The 7-day average of new cases dropping compared to last week. The positivity rate also down, along with hospitalizations and ICU cases.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles. ABC's Megan Terizian with more on numbers from the past week across the country.
While new data shows daily cases have now dropped below 50,000 for the first time since the 4th of July, according to an internal FEMA memo obtained by ABC News, deaths are up 24% from a week ago. Mississippi, now the state with the highest positivity rate. 21% of people tested were infected. Nearly every ICU bed in the state is full.
The Trump campaign emailing supporters asking them to try wearing masks. Many of the president's supporters have been outspoken mask skeptics through the pandemic. This is ABC News.
Coronavirus and classrooms. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
We're getting a look at what social distancing rules will look like in Utah schools this fall.
KSL TV's Deanie Wimmer continues her in-depth report with the marching band at Alta High School.
Elementary schools will have many of the same protocols, but with more visuals.
One of the things is to keep 6 feet apart, and we're marking our spots.
And this is actually like a road that keeps people separated.
And you'll see it. You'll have the dotted lines. Why don't we go on a little walk, guys, and we'll take a look, okay?
Again, students need a little coaching.
So remember, we're keeping our 6 feet, right? So how do we know? How do we know if we're 6 feet? Yeah, there we go.
It's a learning curve, isn't it?
Here, too, the 22 desks are spaced and faced forward.
I know in elementary that's not typical. We do a lot of group settings.
Does this accommodate all the students?
This will accommodate all the students in this classroom. So we have about 3 feet between the students and 6 feet for the teacher.
They've extended the cafeteria into the gym to spread out tables. Classes will stagger lunch times. What's new? Sanitizer stations. Gone are salad bars and self-serve.
They'll have a hot lunch, but everything will be on their tray for them.
The numbered colored dots represent students. Blue 19 will sit in this spot every day.
We're eating lunch, and so our masks are coming off, and so we want to really make sure that we can follow what kiddos are sitting where.
Many students agree social distancing will be the toughest adjustment.
Me and my friends, we always like to be squished together while we're talking.
That's going to be real tough. Yeah, I'm a hugger.
Administrators will work to educate students on the importance of following rules for kids and their parents.
Parents are concerned and they want to hear reassurance from us that we have lots of plans in place to keep their students safe.
But just like these new drills, COVID protocols will take some practice.
Yeah, we're going over to the school, I think it's today or tomorrow, to sort of, as parents, to get some input on what it'll be like. And then I think the kids have some input next week on what it'll be like. And then we'll just see. And like I was talking about yesterday, there wasn't a handbook. We're making it up as we go.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see. I'm sure they'll make adjustments if things don't feel right and they need to make adjustments in order to keep kids safe, but also not make them insane. I'm sure they'll make some adjustments along the way. And we as parents need to model good behavior and encourage them. I think that one of the key words, Tim, don't you think, is encouragement.
Yeah. And give the kids a little peace of mind about what they're going to experience. Going to be experiencing in their classrooms. There's so much more to it than most of us think about, too. And Deanie's report talking about creating groups and colored groups.
Yeah.
And that's where you sit every day at lunchtime, you know, and you all sit together in the same spot if you're in that group. Many of those things we don't even think about. You think about sitting in the classroom. You think about, you know, getting to your class in between classes. But, wow. Our appreciation again to KSL TV's Deanie Wimmer for helping with that in-depth report at 15 and 45.
Right now, 519. Let's get an early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And back over to you, Andy.
Well, Amanda, right now, good news. They've cleaned up the crash at Mountain View and Old Bingham Highway, so that traffic is back to normal. And it does look like all the barrels have been moved off of I-15 southbound from the Riverdale I-84 area, Riverdale Road, down towards Roy, and traffic is returning to the speed limit there. That was the only overnight lane restrictions that I'm still aware that they were working on any of the freeways. If you're going into Spanish Fork Canyon, that's been a problem every day as they've continued road work at the early portion of the canyon. Today, it looks like it's about a mile in that you've got your delays in both directions, sort of between Diamond Fork Road and about halfway up the canyon up to that point. So a couple miles stretch that you'll have to be patient during. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I see some 93s in this 7-day forecast and some 60s at night. Let's check back in this morning with Grant Wayman.
Another hot one along the Wasatch Front. Not quite as hot up to 97. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies in 99. And then we're back to 97 on Thursday. Again, mostly sunny skies. It shaves off at least a little bit by the end of the week. Sunshine only 93 on Friday. 93 on Saturday. Mostly sunny skies. 94 the high Sunday. And mostly sunny. We're back to 94 on Monday as well. More sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, let's check and see what our current temperature is. I know we were in the 70s this morning, 74 degrees. We were talking at dinner last night with my sons about some of the kids who we worry about because they've gotten behind in doing remote learning.
Mm-hmm.
And Ethan said something that just, it made me feel so sad. I lost my appetite. He said it won't be different for some kids because, you know, they just hung out in the bathroom and waited for lunch anyway.
Duh.
I said, really, Ethan? They just skipped school? And he said, yeah, they really didn't go to class very much. They just, you know, they'd be on their phones in the bathroom, and then they'd go to lunch, and then they'd pretty much skip school or just go home, and they just, they're not into it.
Mm.
And their parents don't care, and that's their life. So when remote learning started, they did nothing. They did absolutely nothing, and they'll do it again.
The percentage of kids across the country that were turning in zero work remotely was startling to me.
Yeah, me too. And my heart breaks for those kids because the trajectory of if their learning is frozen. But what he said, what I didn't realize is that was not a whole lot different from what was happening for them when they went to school.
Yeah.
I feel naive that I didn't know that.
Mom and dad need to be engaged.
Yes.
No doubt about it. And now more than ever, which is difficult for some parents. You know, it's one thing if you're working and your kids are in class and they aren't keeping up, that's one thing. But if you're both home and they're mm-hmm. still not getting any work handed in, that's a tough situation for a kid. We'll continue to keep an eye on it, obviously, as we get closer and closer, excuse me, to the beginning of school. Yesterday, you raised the question about how do you keep TikTok from actually operating on somebody's phone? And if you leave the country, does it magically pop on when you land in London or somewhere else? Sean Michael Lyle decided to search out some answers on those things. And so we'll go in depth on those off the radar coming up in just a minute. And we'll see how the markets are doing this morning. Your money news is right around the corner. KSL News Time 5:23.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. remember, that's your house, too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
If you or someone you know is living with metastatic breast cancer, listen to Find Your MBC Voice Radio online at findyourmbcvoice.com, the streaming channel that helps you get informed and feel empowered when faced with a metastatic breast cancer diagnosis. Visit findyourmbcvoice.com to find your strength, to find your community, to find your MBC Voice.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing on all smart beds, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
So how do you ban an app like TikTok? Let's get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, as you know, the Trump administration threatening to ban the popular app TikTok in the U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin here.
We are not keeping TikTok in its current form, where the app can send back information and location on 100 million Americans.
But exactly how do you block it? Well, first, the government orders Apple and Google to no longer list TikTok in their app stores. U.S. content providers impose filters that don't allow internet protocol addresses and URLs from being accessed, a so-called kill switch. Ultimately, the government relies on cooperation from internet companies who give you access to apps in the internet to block that content. Defying the government is possible, but is considered more trouble than it's worth for providers. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Sean. And there's the answer.
Yeah, so it's not just like a switch on the wall that you throw and you no longer get TikTok on your phone. There's a lot involved and a lot of cooperation throughout many companies.
Watching Utah's Money Now brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Google has been releasing ads encouraging people to support small businesses. In one of their spots, they feature businesses that have the name Mac in them. Utah's Mr. Mac Clothing Stores is among those highlighted. Isn't that cool?
That is cool. Hey, if you recently purchased red onions, you might want to check your local store. A large batch of red onions are being recalled because they could be contaminated with salmonella. The onions were sent to restaurants and grocery stores in all 50 states.
The Chipotle restaurant chain has found a new use for the 300 million avocado pits left over after they make guacamole. The pits will be used to dye clothing. Chipotle says it takes 5 avocado pits to dye one T-shirt.
Who would have known? All right, let's see how we did yesterday. What a day. The Dow was up 236 points the afternoon at the closing bell. The S&P was up almost 24. And the NASDAQ, another big day, up 1.5% or 157 points. This morning, down, but just slightly. We're off 47 on the Dow, 10 on the S&P, and 42 on the NASDAQ.
Anybody out there this early? We'll check the morning commute next on KSL News Radio.
Hey guys, Alex and Scott here for Big O Tires. We've been talking about Big O Tires all summer because if you want to get that summer trip going and we're getting in that real hot part of the year, how about a hot sale for you? $150 off a set of 4 Big O brand tires through August 23rd. This is a big time deal.
Wow.
They now have 42 stores, Scott, from Logan to Beaver. Not down to Ridgefield anymore. It's all the way down to Beaver, baby. So they're covering you all the way across the Wasatch Front.
I know, and they also have the lowest prices on every tire, every brand. And all those brands you know, like Goodyear, Michelin, Cooper, Continental, BF Goodrich, and even more. And it's not just tires, Alex.
Right.
You can come in for brakes, shocks, struts, oil changes, alignments, and your air conditioner, because you know you need the air conditioner right now.
No credit needed financing. They're going to hook you up on any budget. And I'll tell you what, if you need to go in and get that alignment checked, you can get it for free right now. You go in and make sure your car's performing at its best. Like so many other Americans taking road trips out there, you can go to your local Big O and make sure that you're ready for that trip. And it's all contactless service if you want through the Big O Tires as well. Go to their website and find the location nearest you. That's BigOtires.com, BigOtires.com.
You trust us for news and information in your car. Now trust us at home. KSL News Radio is your window to the outside world, keeping you informed on the coronavirus with updates every half hour, plus breaking news the minute it happens. Listen on your Amazon Echo or Google Home device. Just say, listen to KSL News Radio or download the KSL News Radio app. Text the word app to 57500. Take us home with you. KSL News Radio.
529 means a chance to check traffic and weather again this morning. An early look brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Back to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Tim, we've got traffic back to normal now on southbound I-15 as you head from Ogden down into Roy, where we had some overnight road work going. All the lanes appear to be open. No issues on the northbound side as you go between Layton and Clearfield. For those of you in Spanish Fork Canyon, expect delays about a mile in from the mouth on Highway 6. That's where the road work's going on this morning. And everything else looking pretty clear at this moment. Grow your money with Wasatch Credit Association. Earn a stable income with fixed rate, fixed term, no fee certificates, and interest paid quarterly. Learn more at wasatchcredit.com, wasatchcredit.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and let's take a look at how hot those temperatures will get today. And over to you, Grant.
It's going to be another hot day, but maybe not quite up to the triple-digit territory, about 4 or 5 degrees cooler. Probably not going to notice much of the difference there. 97 and mostly sunny skies. 99, partly cloudy and still hot tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It is 74 degrees.
Things looking good as we start our morning drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
And we begin this half hour with breaking news along the North Carolina coast, where Isaias has been downgraded to a tropical storm.
Trees are down and some flooding is reported in and around Greenville, where two reporters from WCTI-TV are surveying the damage this morning.
Shamika Moore says that a tree fell on her house while her daughter, her 15-year-old daughter, was in the living room just right in here. She said that she thanks God that this car broke the fall from the tree so it didn't hit her daughter. She said that she was in her room and they heard a loud bang, looked outside, they didn't quite see anything, and turned to their left and saw this tree, saw their porch break down.
A tree limb fell on a mobile home, and you know, fire crews got here just about 20 minutes ago and they are already gone because, you know, the tree limb did not cause damage to the home. And the family has been evacuated and put in a shelter for the night, but they will be able to return to their home in the morning. And
Sean Michael Lyle now has the very latest on Isaias and the rest of our top national stories live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, tornado and flood warnings are up along the Carolina coast as tropical storm Isaias tears through. It landed as a Category 1 hurricane overnight and will bring heavy rains and wind as it heads north to major metropolitan areas.
We want to make sure we're always ready no matter what.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio there. Two deaths in the Caribbean are blamed on the storm, none so far in the U.S. Pennsylvania reported no COVID deaths yesterday, first time since March. However, this comes as fatalities nationwide have increased 24%. That's 24% week over week. The Miami Marlins are back in action tonight, playing for the first time since over a dozen players tested positive for coronavirus. Team CEO Derek Jeter blames a false sense of security.
I'm disappointed at the fact of how quickly it spread throughout our team.
Now it's the St. Louis Cardinals who are not playing because of the virus outbreak. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And about a dozen people hospitalized after three hot air balloons crashed near Teton Village, Wyoming yesterday.
Hot air balloon just crashed. Oh my gosh.
20 people on those balloons. It's believed windy weather caused that accident. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The Sundance Film Festival is cutting back days and capacity in January because of the coronavirus pandemic. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, organizers say they'll shorten the length of next year's festival from 11 days down to 7. They'll also shift forward a week to start on January 28th. We've also reported on the idea of using other screening locations or events around the country. Right now, City Hall has a requirement that Sundance schedule 70% of their events in Park City or Summit County. Park Record says that the City Council is expected to suspend that requirement. There is a meeting later today. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Coronavirus keeps canceling events. Snowbird just officially canceled this year's Oktoberfest. Resort officials say they considered several possible modifications, but decided it was better to wait until next year. And Park City's annual Main Street Halloween festivities are canceled as well, even with concerns about their businesses and economy.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. It's tough to call it a cool down when we're still going to be in the mid to upper 90 degree range today, but that is cooler than the triple digits we've been experiencing over much of the last week.
It does heat up just a little bit tomorrow. We're still looking at very warm temperatures. I would say the thing we'll notice probably by the end of the week is temperatures will back down into the lower 90 range, which is a little closer to average or normal for this time of year. Perhaps more noticeable in those mornings as it starts to cool a little bit for the end of the week and first part of the weekend.
We'll take what we can get. Grant says, unfortunately, for those heading to St. George, they're expecting triple-digit highs every day through the seven-day forecast.
Coming up on KSL, the Jazz run into the Anthony Davis Show at the Bubble.
And KSL traffic.
A police situation has closed off a portion of 5400 South in Kearns. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
More on that coming up in just a minute. KSL News Time, 535.
Your constant news source and companion. Play KSL on your Amazon Alexa at home and stream our in-depth talk coverage all day. Go to KSLNewsRadio.com.
The most dangerous day for a baby is the first day of life. Those first 24 hours that should be moments of joy take the lives of thousands of babies every day. In fact, every 30 seconds, another child is lost. They die from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. The worst part, it's preventable. For nearly 60 years, Project Hope has been working around the world to save the lives of mothers and babies at risk. Right now, Project Hope is training local healthcare workers to safely deliver and care for babies in those critical first moments of life. Project Hope is delivering medicines and medical supplies to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns the healthy start they need to survive and thrive. This tragedy can be stopped. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's efforts to save newborns now, visit projecthope.org.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Keeping an eye on the East Coast, where Isaias made landfall in North Carolina last night. Strengthened to a Category 1 hurricane and is now headed up the East Coast. More on that throughout the morning.
If you're getting unexpected seed packages in the mail, the director of plant industry at the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food says don't destroy them. Robert Hogard says they're trying to figure it out who's shipping the seeds labeled most of the time as jewelry.
Almost like playing whack-a-mole. As soon as they identify somebody, notify Amazon, Amazon shuts them down, and then they pop up somewhere else under another name.
Hogard says they're gathering the seeds and giving them to the USDA to try to figure out who the scammer is.
Yeah, and the number one thing they say, do not plant them, please.
Yes.
The LA Lakers have clinched the number one seed in the West after beating the Jazz last night at the Bubble in Florida. As heard on ESPN 710 Los Angeles, Anthony Davis took over early in the first quarter.
Here's a steal by Anthony Davis and an easy dunk. So two steals in a row for Anthony Davis, and it's a one-point game. Timeout, Utah.
Yeah, the bummer was I think we're only down two at half. It was like 58-56 or something, and then I headed off to bed. But the Jazz have today off, and then they'll play Memphis tomorrow afternoon.
Coming up in just a moment, in fact, we'll do it right now. We'll get a look at traffic and weather together, just shy of 5:39. We'll go in a little bit early. It is brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And Andy, how are you this morning?
I'm good this morning, Amanda. And looking at 5400 South out in Kearns, 5400 West, police have closed both directions of travel. Again, this is 56th, or just before 5600 West. It's 5400 South, 5400 West, more or less. It's right in front of a, looks like an LDS church building, but most of you should be able to go north and south on 56 West, no problem. It's just if 5400 South was your artery, you're going to have to go up to 47th or down to 6200 South instead. Freeway's looking good. I-15 into and out of Salt Lake City. Construction has you slow about a mile in Spanish Fork Canyon on Highway 6. Zero Res Carpet Cleaning has been proven in lab tests to remove more dirt and soils than other methods. Their powered water cleaning means no soap, no shampoos, and no toxic chemicals. Schedule your Zero Res cleaning today. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. We've got a warm day today, but nothing like what we've had over the last four or five. Here's Grant.
Had another number of triple-digit days lately. We're going to be close today. Sunshine up to 97, so it's still pretty hot out there. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow and up to 99. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in Salt Lake City to start your morning, 74 degrees.
John Wojcik has an in-depth report for us coming up in a moment about some information that parents could use in deciding between distance learning and going back to school. When it comes to the impact on children of remote learning, you know, we talk about, of course, we're thinking about their health in terms of COVID, but the impact on their development of not being around their peers, that is an issue we have to consider.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a different issue depending on the age of the children. And believe me, as a parent, I'm considering this. I'm considering my kids' wishes, but I'm also considering what's important for them. I don't want this to be a fork in the road that sends them down a path that's not in their best interest.
Right. Well, there's so many levels to it, not just the educational side, the social side, the mental health side.
Right.
It is almost an impossible thing, I think, to know exactly where to go with this, even with your best intentions and best laid plans. But, boy, you can only do so much here. You need to be thinking about that for your kids and how they are going to adapt in these situations as individuals.
And the word you use is interesting, adapt. Maybe this will be really positive for some kids.
Yeah.
And they'll learn to adapt and they'll become self-starters. And they'll, you know, develop an independence that they didn't have before. So there's a silver lining to it, too. I'm looking forward to hearing what John has to say. There's an in-depth report for us coming up next on KSL.
That is next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for starting your morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
At Security Service Federal Credit Union, we believe there's nothing better than the feeling of home. After all, home is where we're together.
Hello. Hey, come on in.
Where we laugh. Where we celebrate. Home is where we always feel just right. Security Service works hard to get you the lowest rate and a monthly payment that's comfortable for you. Because we believe a home loan should feel just right, just like home. Save up to $5,000 on closing costs or lower your payments with a power rate. Get started with a free virtual appointment at ssfcu.org. Security Service, for a home loan that feels like home.
Equal housing lender. Membership eligibility required. Loan subject to credit approval. Offer subject to change. Valid in Texas, Colorado, and Utah. Offer to save up to $5,000 does not cover certain costs. Not valid on FHA, VA loans. Other restrictions apply. Visit ssfcu.org for details.
You hear that? It's your dishwasher that's covered by American Home Shield, which you've loaded perfectly, humming away as you kick back on the couch. A perfect harmony. Keep that everything-in-its-place feeling with an American Home Shield plan. As a member, you'll have peace of mind knowing your budget is protected if that dishwasher stops humming like it should. An American Home Shield plan covers parts of up to 21 home appliances and systems when they wear out, no matter their age. If they can't fix your covered item, they'll replace it. For a free quote and $50 off any of their flexible plans, visit ahs.com/KSL. I'll say it again so you have time to write it down. Ready? It's ahs.com/KSL. Join American Home Shield today for $50 off any plan. Then, get back to the soothing sounds of your home and the confidence of coverage. Service fees, limitations, and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Just a quick reminder again to download, if you haven't already done it, download the KSL News Radio app from wherever you get your app these days, for your Android or your iPhone, and have everything right there at your fingertips, including the opportunity to listen remotely when you're out on the road. It's available and powered by our friends at Any Hour Services. KSL News Time coming up on 544. The three things you need to know this hour. First, some parents in the Davis School District are planning to rally ahead of the school board meeting tonight. They're calling for a full return to in-person classes this fall.
Second, at least 20 people were hurt when three hot air balloons crashed near Grand Teton Village, Wyoming. Gusty winds are believed to be responsible for the crashes.
Third, of course, keeping an eye on your drive-in, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
Police have closed both directions of 5400 South near 5400 West in Kearns. So if that's your normal artery between 56th and 48th West, you're going to have to find a different one. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hot but not quite as hot, sunshine up to 97. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 74 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
Tropical storm Isaias making landfall in North Carolina. Now, ABC senior meteorologist Rob Marciano says it's headed up the East Coast.
The track of this is just remarkable. Everyone on the East Coast is going to be impacted. All these warnings and watches right up through New England, and that pretty much mimics the track, which takes it in through North Carolina and then up 95 over New York City.
The storm came ashore near Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina. Nate Thompson lives there.
It hit pretty hard. House was definitely shaking and swaying earlier in the evening.
Debbie Smith is the mayor.
We've had excessive tidal flooding. The wind's not been so terrible, but the water has.
Forecasters had warned that tornadoes were possible, and two later confirmed, one in Virginia and the other in Maryland. Heavy rain with falling trees causing about 500,000 power outages so far as Isaias moves north along the mid-Atlantic and New England coastline. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Coronavirus and classrooms. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Some school districts in Utah now less than 2 weeks away from the first day of class amid a lot of remaining uncertainty.
As parents consider online options, some are expressing concerns about harming their children's social development. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has an in-depth look at digital schooling and how it may mentally impact young students.
The myth of homeschooled kids being socially awkward is just that, a myth. That's according to Eric Hansen, president of the Utah Home Education Association.
Most people that homeschool are usually doing it in some sort of a group or community of some kind.
He says in an unusual year like this, it shouldn't be that hard for parents to link up with one another and set up safe group outings. That could be getting their kids together at a house to do schoolwork or maybe just meeting up for lunch. Dr. Delana Tonks is the principal at Mountain Heights Academy, a local online charter school. She says there's plenty of kids that welcome being out of a traditional school setting, and it actually helps grow their confidence.
If they have gotten bullied in the lunchroom for the past 3 years, they're going to be really happy to not be in the lunchroom anymore.
From a clinical perspective, it's been a hot topic. Dr. Doug Goldsmith is a child psychiatrist in Salt Lake City. He says on one hand, pulling a kid out of school and perhaps away from their friends could just be another tough blow in a series of them this year.
We're seeing higher rates of anxiety and depression amongst kids of all ages. It has been a rough spring. It's been a rough summer.
He adds, though, that not every kid is against learning from home. Far from it. But what most have a problem with is all the uncertainty they face.
What we're hearing from the children is, we're really confused. I thought I was going back. Now they say I'm not going back.
He says what parents can do at the very least is listen to their kids during this time. If they hate going to a traditional school, then being there could actually hurt their social development instead of help it. Across all spectrums, experts do seem to agree, though, on one thing. No two kids are the same. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Now that's interesting. There are so many different perspectives. You know, if a kid hated going to a school, this is a chance for them to thrive, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And there are social opportunities for kids outside of school, getting together with other parents and kids who are doing the same thing you are. It's not an either-or situation.
Yeah, more of this conversation I had yesterday with my grandson, Mason. He's got four buddies that are not going back to school, even though they will be in class 4 out of 5 days in the Jordan District, simply because they don't want to sit and have to wear a mask all day long.
Oh, wow. So that's the reason. It's not their parents' concern. It's because of the not wanting to wear a mask.
Yeah. And then the answer from the kids. Now, remember, these are eighth graders. These are 13-year-olds who said, but that's okay because we'll probably finish our work at home before you will in the class, and we'll just come over and meet you outside the school. Well, that sort of defeats the purpose of not going to school, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Because they can't be disruptive of the kids who are still in school.
Yeah.
They should meet at home, not at the school.
Yeah, but, you know, if they're going to get together and hang out and spend time and play ball and do everything else after the school bell rings at 2:50 or whatever it is, why not just go to class?
Right, why not just go to class?
For them, it was about having to sit in the classroom and wear a mask all day. I was struck yesterday, I don't know if you saw this comment from the Secretary General of the United Nations. This is not just the U.S. that's dealing with this, obviously. It's happening all across the world. But Antonio Guterres said that over 1 billion children worldwide were affected by school closures last month, exacerbating what he called a learning crisis that was already in existence before the pandemic, in which more than 250 million children had been out of school.
Hmm.
And now you add this on top of it. And he described it as a defining moment for the world's children and young people.
Hmm. Boy, imagine if we had a crystal ball and we could see into the future what the impact of this will be in the future.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to get a hold of this right now. And I'm sure make up for it in the years to come.
Yeah, and make sure that collectively these kids all move forward together.
Yes,
in their learning. Otherwise, it sets, you know, almost the scheduled graduation in 12 years. It almost sets it back.
Right, the domino effect
of that.
Depending
on how long it goes. Crazy.
We'll stay with it for sure. The in-depth at 15 and 45.
5:49 means time for us to get another peek at traffic and weather together. Sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. That problem at 56 West, 54 South, Andy, you said, is police activity?
Yeah, police have actually closed off both directions of 5400 South for about a block and a half stretch around 5400 West. So traffic on 5600 West is unaffected. North-South can go just fine. But if you decide to turn off onto 54th, they'll divert you down through the neighborhoods. And unless you have really good GPS, you could end up who knows where. So just try and avoid 5400 South for now. In between about 5200 West and 5600 West. 62 and 4700 South are kind of your main alternate routes, depending on where you need to get to. But you will have to go a little bit out of your way. Now, the freeways are fine. I-15, no delays yet from Ogden to Salt Lake. That's 30 minutes of travel time and about 25 minutes from Lehigh to downtown. UTA's bus operators go the extra mile with excellent service and unmatched dedication. So the next time you ride, say thanks. Thank your operator at rideuta.com/thanks. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's look ahead to the 7-day forecast, see if we get any relief in our temperatures. And back over to you, Grant.
A lot of sunshine today, 97, so still pretty hot out there. 99, partly cloudy tomorrow. And then a lot of sun on Thursday, also pretty hot, up to 97 degrees. Not quite as hot for the end of the week. Only 93 on Friday and mostly sunny skies. 93 Saturday, lots of sun. 94 on Sunday, mostly sunny. And back up to 94 Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now downtown, it's 74 degrees.
I knew The Rock was making a lot of money as a movie star, but did you see what he did with some of his money yesterday?
He bought the football league.
The XFL.
The XFL, yeah.
And I guess it's a bargain price at only $15 million. It was Vince McMahon's second swing at getting this league up and running, and unfortunately for him, they had planned a 10-game schedule before the pandemic shut everything down in March. But it was on the block, and I guess that Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, has a plan. He thinks he can make this thing work.
And I hope he can.
He's got some innovative ways. He played football briefly in the Canadian League, I think, before he was a movie star.
Because the NFL needs a feeder league, don't they? I mean, just like the Major League Baseball does.
Well, I think that was the problem for Vince McMahon. He thought maybe he could just compete in different seasons, you know, carry football through the year.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could come to some agreement where you were a developmental league for the NFL, it may work. So we'll see which way they take it.
Cross our fingers.
Yeah. You can smell what The Rock is cooking on the gridiron this morning. Give us a minute. We'll come back and see what else is happening in Money News and check those futures for you next.
Protect your family, keep local businesses open, and strengthen Utah's economy. Learn more at inutah.org/healthy.
Here's a Whipple Service Champions radio visual. Imagine a blockage in a sewer drain from the house to the street. Not at your house, of course, at someone else's, with bad luck. Visualize water leaking from the pipes and joints because they weren't connected properly, because they had been damaged, or just because they were installed with poor materials. Now imagine tree roots getting into the sewer pipe to get water and tree food, opening joints as they grow. Imagine raw sewage leaking from the pipe, washing away the dirt that supports the pipe. What a nightmare for them. But maybe all you have is a blockage, and you don't want to have any of that bad stuff happen to you, so you call Whipple Service Champions for their $66 drain cleaning special and catch little problems before they become big sewer replacement nightmares. Call Whipple Service Champions. Say the number with me, 801-444-FAST. We make your nightmares more like happy memories.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. The Utah Jazz Arena is getting a new name, sort of. Vivint Smart Home Arena will now be called Vivint Arena, which I think is with the way most people said it anyway, isn't
yeah,
it?
Right.
The rebranding has already started, and the signs and logos around the building will be changed.
They're going with the masses.
The Vivint.
KSL Drives now. General Motors is asking the courts to reinstate a racketeering lawsuit against Fiat Chrysler. GM is accusing FCA of corporate espionage, saying they bribed union leaders to gain an unfair labor cost advantage. Fiat Chrysler denies the allegations.
Google has started selling a long-delayed budget smartphone. The Pixel 4a costs $349, but it's said to come with the same quality camera and a lot of the other features of much more expensive Pixel models. This release comes 4 months before Apple is expected to release a discounted iPhone.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. And the futures markets are down this morning. Because they were up yesterday. Dow futures are down 84 points. That is 0.3%. S&P futures down 13.9. That's about 0.4%. And the NASDAQ futures down 41, which is also just shy of 0.4%.
I was just thinking about the fact that we now consider $350 for a phone a bargain.
Cheap. Yes, right.
Yeah. That is the discounted economy model at $350.
Amazing.
Yeah. Give us a couple of minutes. We'll get the latest on that situation. Standoff evidently of some kind at 5600 West, 5400 South. Traffic and weather together coming up.
Coronavirus and classrooms, daily at 10:05.
Are you considering homeschooling?
What are you going to do with your kids?
Get helpful information and resources as parents count down to school.
Don't put grandma and grandpa as your emergency contact.
The more that parents are compliant, the less children will question it.
Every family should have at least a week's worth of math.
Coronavirus and classrooms, mornings at 10:05 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
There are some strategies that could help you get more income from Social Security that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Did you catch that? There are some strategies that could help you get more income from Social Security that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Learn what these strategies are in a free Social Security analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you have not filed for your Social Security benefits and have saved more than $200,000, be one of the first 10 callers to schedule your free analysis now at 801-682-4448. Discover how you could get tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in additional Social Security income. 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448. 4448.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve! It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single, boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket. A tent. A sandbag. A doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Kevin Eubank, listen for the KSL Weather and Allergy Report at 7:40 in the morning and 5:40 in the afternoon.
Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
59. Let's get another early look at your morning commute, which is brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Andy?
Amanda, the early problem is in Kearns, 5400 South, blocked by police for about a block and a half stretch near 5400 West. So 5600 West unaffected, 5400 South closed. Take 62 or 4700 South in order to get between 48th West and 56th West for now. We also have some slowing Bangor and 5600 West near the 21st South Freeway and some construction-related slowdowns about a mile into Spanish Fort Canyon. A crash reported I-15 southbound near SR-92 in Lehigh. But I haven't been able to see that on the cameras. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
97 degrees for a high today. That's still slightly above normal, but as long as we stay out of those triple digits, I think most of us will be happy. We'll trim another maybe 5 degrees off of that by the end of the week during the day, and that means we might even see some 60s at night. Slight chance of showers coming for tomorrow, too, about 10% later in the afternoon.
This is your daily resource for critical breaking news, weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. We